Hello and welcome to the Christina Circle Meditation Podcast. My name is Amit. As always, I wish you all the happiness and peace in your life. We are excited to announce that we now have an app where you can access all of our meditations. Please check it out on the Apple App Store and send us a review. Today's meditation is a Tibetan meditation called Tungsem. This meditation is led by DDA Alexander. In this episode, DDA shares some background about this type of meditation. In the next one that follows, DDA will guide us through the technique. For more information about us or to contribute to the podcast, please visit christinacircle.com or check out our app on the Apple App Store. Let's begin.
Say that here, and I was thinking about the type of meditation we should do, and usually I like to try to teach what I've practiced before, even if not always, intensely. But so, I decided that we will be practicing the Tunglin meditation we've done once. I don't know if you were both here before, but this is a kind of a Tibetan type of meditation, Tunglin. It's really, to the talk before, is really about compassion. Love and compassion. It's a very healing meditation in that sense. It's not just simple about being compassionate, but really burning the, the pain, whether within ourselves or within others. And so this is particular practice, though, there's always variation in the way it's practiced, but there's always a sort of a commonality. But this particular one came from a book, and as taught by Sogyal Rinpoche. It's kind of a famous, Tibetan Rinpoche. So, in this book in particular, what is developed is caring for the dying. So this is a big, it's a big part of Buddhism in some ways, and the notion of trying to face death as part of a teaching practice. But in the same way, it became a sort of a vocation as well. And somehow within this, group group of people following, Sogyal Rinpoche and practicing in this lineage, and in particular with him, there's been this kind of a tradition of a lot of people, getting involved in caring for the dying and volunteering and trying to help people facing the fear and the emptiness and basically really the fear, of dying. What happened when you know that you're going to be dying, and you know, I have only a few days, and all the difficulty that comes with facing the inevitable, and reflecting about life and the difficulty that comes with that. So anyway, and usually, as part of a teaching is not really to do much. It's basically to facilitate a state of mind and state of presence that allow the person to really go through a process of healing through just that presence. And so this practice is actually a key, one of the key practices that helps in that process. So this could be practiced, and you will see, you know, it can be practiced, you know, if you really feel that you're going through difficulties and you have, you know, you're fighting your own demons, or, you know, you have past memories that you still have a hard time to deal with. So this can be really great for that. Or it could be helpful for something you did bad or to someone else that you want to, you know, resolve or completely, you know, in a way, empty yourself of the guilt that came with that, or, you know, or really trying to help someone that you really have no clue how you can help. You know, if someone dies of cancer, for example, maybe there's really not much you can do, and but, you know, the only thing you can do is really, you know, create the space, you know, to help that person, you know, in going through what she has to go. And it doesn't have to be always a sort of a, you know, tangible, physical, you know, thing. It can be simply doing this practice, which I would explain a little more. Or, you know, it could be a situation, difficult situation. Co-worker, you know, at work or anything, and you can take that situation, you know, the abstract aspect of the situation. Doesn't have to be a particular person to do that too. So anyway, so there are several stages to that practice. So what always Sogyal invite people to do to start with is to, you know, I'm going to try to explain the stages, and then we're going to go into it. So the first one is to call love onto a sort of a compassion, a sense of compassion instead of love, which means you have to think of, you know, a situation where you felt loved, or, you know, if you can't, you know, you have to think of a way to, you know, empty your mind and, you know, and concentrate or think about the inherent same, the fact that we're all the same people at the end, you know, that there is, so in a sense to try to relate, to be able to relate to people, that, you know, who we are, the same as who this person is, you know, as Dalai Lama say, we're just all human being, you know, with bone, flesh, and, you know, and the only thing we aspire, all aspire in various ways, is happiness. And how that is manifested is always very, very different from one person to the next. But really, the ultimate goal of everything we do, good or bad, is always towards that seeking of happiness. You know, and how awkward, is, you know, awkward sometimes we try to reach that out. You know, and so try, you know, to try to relate to that, to bring that compassionate, and even if that doesn't come, don't get upset about this, you know, and because, you know, the practice itself might flourish, you know, and these notions. Then after that, we get into the, you know, sort of a Tonglen practice where you do that on yourself, and then we will try to do this on someone else or a situation, and so you will have to think of someone in particular that might benefit it, or a situation, and then we will finish by expanding that to all sentient beings, basically. Does that make sense? I mean, in short, really, it's all about absorbing and dissolving, you know, the pain, the suffering, the darkness, and shining out the love, the compassion, and so it's, you know, it's really the bottom line of the practice, really. Very good.